HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Ms. Pankhuri Srivastava. Pankhuri is a 19-year-old student pursuing psychology honors in Delhi. She was recovering from a major leg fracture when she tested positive for COVID-19. This diagnosis was shocking for her as she was completely immobilized because of the fracture. With the positive diagnosis, she had to further quarantine herself. The difficult road to recovery also took a toll on her mental health. At that time, she was also battling second-degree burns. Her courage and strength were tested, but she championed through it all and emerged victorious. Come, let's listen to this champ story.
Hi, I'm Pankhuri Srivastav and I'm 18 years old. I'm currently pursuing bachelor's in applied psychology from Delhi, and I was recently diagnosed with a hairline fracture and COVID-19. After I was diagnosed with COVID and fracture at the same time, there were two things which mainly happened. The first one being that my right toe was completely immobilized by the doctors for like 1.5 months, and that was done with a leg brace. The doctors had clearly instructed me to not move my right toe at all, because movement at that time would have only made my fracture worse. The second thing which happened was that I was home isolated. So I was there in my room all alone. There was a lot of frustration mere andar, because I was completely helpless. Because of the fact that on one hand, I was clearly instructed by the doctors to not move my right toe, and I actually going through a lot of pain us time pe because of the fracture. But on the other, I had to walk, because I had to wash my own clothes, I had to wash the utensils, because at that time my utensils were actually separated from the other utensils, and they were kept in my room itself. So they were there with me, and I had to wash them constantly after lunch, after breakfast, after dinner, and I had to clean my whole room. So it was a very tedious task for me, considering the fact that I had one of my legs immobilized for like 1.5 months. Us time pe bahut zyada helplessness hui thi, and ek bahut badi aafat ban chuki thi wo mere liye, kyunki koi chahkar bhi meri help nahi kar pa raha tha. Kyunki if anybody would have come near me us time pe, to fir they would have, you know, tested positive for COVID the next time. One such incident when I felt like giving up was a day when I was taking steam, and on that day itself, my body temperature was like 102 degrees, and I was feeling very weak from inside because of that. While I was taking steam, the hot water of the steam actually fell on one of my thighs, and that gave me second degree burn. So that was the moment when I felt like just giving up, and the words which came out of my mouth were ki bhai ab mere se aur nahi hona. So that was a moment where I felt absolutely helpless, and I felt that ye sab mere sath hi kyun ho raha hai. Well, to be very honest, my mental health was going all haywire at that time. So one thing that my mother has always told me to do was meditation, and I started meditating. So after that, I actually felt really nice, because I used to meditate for like 5 to 10 minutes every morning as soon as I woke up. And yeah, I actually felt really good after like 5 to 6 days of meditation. I actually felt like all of my stress was, you know, getting released from my body. I used to chant Om while meditating, and that is something which I would suggest all those people who are like listening to me right now to do so, as in to meditate, and yeah, you'll be good to go for the rest of the day then. Since I was locked in my room, I could not go out, obviously. Being an extrovert, I hated that fact, because I really wanted to meet my parents, my siblings, my friends, everyone, but I couldn't do that at the same time. So that was something which I went through during this health journey of mine. But I actually dealt with it by, you know, staying connected with my family and friends thanks to technology, basically. So yeah, I used to video call my family members, my friends, everyone, and they used to distract me a lot. So they used to talk about their lives and then what was going on in their lives and things like that. And so they used to distract me, and you know, I used to get distracted for a while. So yeah, I didn't feel like I was alone, even though I was, but I didn't feel that way. Yes, of course, there was a very significant lesson that I learned from this journey of mine. That lesson was of patience. I was a very impatient person. This whole journey of mine actually molded me into a very patient person. And before all this happened with me, my parents used to actually scold me for not being patient at all, and they used to be like, you know, Pankuri, please have some patience, you don't have patience at all and this will not work. And I still remember one of my cousins telling me this, that and I quote, ladki to bahut achhi ho tum par tum mein patience ki bahut kami hai. Now they all have actually seen me grow into a patient person this whole journey mein. So they actually acknowledged that. A message that I would like to convey is that there will be times in your life when you'll feel like giving up. And there will be times when, you know, things won't be exactly in your control, or, you know, exactly in the way you want them to be. But please just don't give up on those days, because life is all about ups and downs. And yes, you will feel like giving up. I do agree with that. And yeah, you will feel like all the bad things are happening to you. Sometimes you'll even feel frustrated, and you know, you might even not like yourself for the things you are going through. But please remember that those are the actual times when you have to love yourself a little bit more. Nobody else is going to be there for you, but only you are going to be there for yourself.
So this was Pankhuri's story, a true Sri Slays fighter indeed. We hope her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabas, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.